Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Go ahead. Jody.
Good Mom morning. Is back and it's going to be trouble. Hey, nah. Hey, nah. Mama's back.
Yay.
Thank you, Charlie.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
I blocked Jody's.
Stone hand and a graveyard mind. I turned 61. I don't mind dying.
Was it super weird last week? It was super weird.
It wasn't.
It's super weird right now.
It was lubricious.
Well, yes.
All right. Hi, Charlie Pierce. Hey, you didn't
Blue
notice.
Lighting can some of Chris's candles were going.
Yeah, really it was nice. Lovely here.
From bandedmasculine.com.
Our romance was surrounded by the essence of breakfast cereal.
Exactly. Right. And now I see
what
you milk.
Queen Blocker's back. Okay, everybody shut up. By the way, congratulations. You did not notice the Facebook blackout yesterday because you said, I escaped from the house of Zuck 7 years ago at the urging of just about everyone in my life. Thank you, just about everyone in my life. Wow, you've been free. Free. What's it like on the other side?
It's bizarre, I'll tell you. You know, people say, you know, did you see my Facebook post? And I say, no, I didn't see your Facebook post. And then I lose friends because, you know. Yeah. Although apparently, I mean, does your account ever really close?
Only if
or
you close
mine
it.
Like, is mine like some sort of, you know, dead grandmother's attic with all my stuff still in it?
Well, you know, I mean, someone was saying this is addiction, you know, people's reaction yesterday. First of all, I'm sort of with you because I've never been on it personally. Like, my show's on it. I feel like people need to feel like they need to do it to promote things professionally or whatever. But I mean, I do feel like we'd probably be better off without it. I mean, the amount of divisiveness and, you know, political misinformation and everything we learned in 2016 and 2020.
I am so looking forward to this woman's testimony.
Yeah.
At least the opening statement, because as soon as people start asking questions, the Democrats are all going to ask her about hate groups and the Republicans are all going to ask her about cancel culture. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to get anywhere. But the opening statement ought to be great.
Right. Yeah, I mean, even this, the latest January 6th stuff. I mean, obviously, she talked about how it made that so much easier, the insurrection to happen, right?
Well, it's making insurrections and genocide easier all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of alarming.
Right. Right. But I mean, she specifically said it contributed to the January 6th riot. She said, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, she said the company relaxing its security safeguards for 2020 election too soon after Election Day, which then led it to be used in the storming of the Capitol. By the way, the latest story, Charlie, about the rioters knowing exactly where the unreinforced windows were. Sorry, again, not a conspiracy theorist, but come on. This just screams inside job.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I spent a lot of time in the Capitol, even last weekend, and I can't tell you where the unreinforced windows were.
Right.
Well, that's what's so... Okay, so in case you haven't heard this story, four major access points...
And by the way, why are there unreinforced windows in the United States Capitol?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, there was some explanation that most are bomb resistant, but the location of those didn't. But the more important thing is, how did they know where those were? So four major access points. Let me just get this out. Four major access points that January 6th rioters used to break into and overtake the Capitol had something unusual in common. They were among a dozen or so ground floor windows and glass pane doors that had not been recently reinforced. I love this. Whether by sheer luck, I don't think so, real-time trial and error, or advanced knowledge by rioters, several of those vulnerable windows and two glass pane doors became easy entrance points for hundreds of Trump supporters. Well, I don't know. What is it Malcolm Nance says? Coincidence takes a lot of planning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Video shows some of the first rioters to break through the police line running past 15 reinforced windows, making a beeline for the recessed area on the Senate side of the building where the unreinforced... I mean, come on, Charlie. I'm not Jessica Fletcher. I always use an old reference, but come on. They obviously had to know.
I think that, I think the old Henry Thoreau circumstantial evidence is the trout in the milk, applies here. I am absolutely not convinced it was luck. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not convinced that anybody in the crowd came to Washington knowing where the unreinforced windows were. I think that was knowledge they picked up from somewhere while they were there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very interesting to find out who.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there were tours being taken, remember? That was the thing. The night before, people were giving tours of
Charlie's audio. Charlie, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh. Hang on. We're not hearing you, Charlie. Sorry.
What? What's going on?
There you are. Okay. Go ahead. So sorry, honey. Your audio cut out. Go ahead.
The one thing that has not been explained to me to my satisfaction, and it's sort of like... very much similar to this unreinforced windows thing. Who was it that told the guy where to rip out Ayanna Presley's panty
Yes,
button?
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
You're not supposed to be able to see those things.
Right.
I mean, they're like the buttons in the bank that are under the counter
that
blow up the silent alarm. You're not supposed to know where those are unless you work for her.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, interesting, Charlie, in terms of, the January 6th commission, we know this is the big week. They have till Thursday. Benny Thompson, the chairman, says he's going to do criminal referrals if they, flout the subpoenas. But is Merrick Garland doing anything? It's hard to tell. Is it just going to be this commission?
Did you just call him Martha Garland?
Yes, Martha Garland. No, Martha I'm just... But I mean, we have stuff like this judge sentencing this January 6th rioter to 45 days in jail when the governor, DOJ didn't even ask for more than what the DOJ is asking for. Mm-hmm. This particular case, Charlie, after the federal prosecutor suggested 3 months of home confinement for a January 6th rioter, the judge said if the defendant walks away with probation and a slap on the wrist, that's not going to deter anyone from trying to do what he did again. He's the first to receive a jail term when prosecutors had not asked for one. The judge, and God bless her, said because the country's watching to see what the consequences are for something that has not ever happened in this country before, for actions and crime that undermine the rule of law and our democracy. She said to compare the actions of people protesting mostly peacefully for civil rights to those of a violent mob seeking to overthrow the lawfully elected government is a false equivalency and ignores the real danger the January 6th riots posed to the foundation of our democracy. Charlie, it seems like some judges and some of us get it, But the DOJ didn't even ask for jail time in this case.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I applaud Merrick Garland for doing what he's done over the last couple of days in regards to the FBI and the people disrupting school board meetings. I think that's, I mean, he's got a lot on his he's got a lot on his plate. Let's face that.
You know what I'm like with, you know what I'm like with Merrick Garland, Madeleine Kahn, and the yes, no. Okay, I think she's picking.
I don't know that one.
It's from History of the World, Part
right,
One.
She's picking.
All I know from Madeleine Kahn is Willy Von Stoop.
I think she's. I think she's picking manservants based on the size of their.
Other schwans.
No.
Of their schwans.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But no, he is. You're absolutely right. This is about this nonsense at the school boards, right, Charlie? He announced new actions from the DOJ, the FBI, to protect educators around the country from what they described as disturbing spike in threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff. Charlie.
Thank you again, Facebook.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's all an outgrowth of the same thing, that people think it's okay to be violent mobs now because they don't really see anyone really getting punished for what happened January 6th. So now they're spreading out and going to school boards or hospitals or wherever, right?
Well, I don't know how directly they are inspired by what happened on January 6th and the aftermath, because I think some people can find their way to being bullying jerks without any inspiration at all.
Yeah.
But I think that the idea, I think that there is no question that some of the right-wing dark institutional money is going to these groups in small towns.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an awful lot of these people being causing trouble at school boards who don't have kids in that particular school district.
Yeah.
And that to me is that's right up there with knowing where the unreinforced windows are.
Thank you. And Charlie, I don't know what combination of Trump and COVID and all of it is, but just people think it's okay to behave this way on planes, in school boards, at the Capitol. I mean, it's just
it's an amazing time in history. All of the informal restraints have fallen away. I mean, we're in the middle of an acting out era in politics like nothing I've ever seen.
I mean, that sounded like a lynch mob in South Carolina, yelling.
In the 1960s, there were street demonstrations, but nobody elected, Abby Hoffman to Congress.
Right.
Well, this is what I mean, but this sounded like a lynch mob in South Carolina at a Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, just suggesting they might want to think about getting the vaccine. And they're all screaming.
The moment I liked, and I had not heard that before you played it, but I'm going to go back on the internet and watch it, with no little glee, I have to admit, when I'm done here. But when he said, y'all get vaccinated for measles, and as one, they yelled, it's not the same.
I know.
What do they know that I don't about it not being the same?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's why this vaccine? Because it just, And plus, like I keep saying, Charlie, it makes no sense in that they're like, Trump invented it. Trump's responsible for it. And yet this is the one vaccine. Yeah. Literally the hill they're going to die on.
See, that to me is that there are a lot of mysteries here, but that's one. I mean, Trump could run for president in 2024 strictly on the basis of his having accelerated the program to develop a successful vaccine. He doesn't have to say anything else.
Yeah.
Instead, he's egging on the people who are demolishing what was arguably the only good thing about having him be president.
Yeah.
The only thing he didn't fail at.
You know, Charlie, you tweeted, Hal Sparks yesterday said he also went to the installation in Washington, and you were talking about the white flags, and you said four miles of the dead, thanks to white flags and the whole crew, including the great Dahlia Lithwick, God save the good work. I mean, it is stunning to,
it's incredibly moving. If you're in Washington, and I know you have, thousands of listeners inside the Beltway because you are such a Beltway pundit maven.
Yes.
You should go down and see it because it really is. It's astonishing when you stand at the, there's a big, I hate to call it a scoreboard, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right on one of the corners of the installation. And then you see nothing all the way to the river, but little white flags with,
wow,
you know, people's names written on them.
Yeah. And in many cases, their stories, right? Like what?
And of course, it's Dahlia's husband, Aaron Fine, who was behind a lot of the installation,
yeah,
which is why I compliment it. Not that I need a reason to compliment Dahlia, God knows, but.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that hundreds of thousands of them were just completely preventable, that, you know,
and
since
people,
we've had a vaccine.
People are flocking too. I mean, it was a big weekend in Washington. There was the Women's March.
Yeah.
There was the George Washington University delayed graduation. And all of those people were mingling after their events were over in this field of flags.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just walking silently up and down. They've made pathways, which is, you know, very smart of them. So, yeah, I would advise anybody to just go there and hang around and look at it for a while because it's,
yeah,
it really puts into perspective what we've all been through.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I saw the Vietnam Wall and mm-hmm. touched it. I mean, it really does bring it home in a different way.
Yeah, and I remember vividly because I covered a lot of it because I was just starting out at the Boston Phoenix, and one of my earliest beats was Vietnam vets. This was in the late 70s. The huge hue and cry about the original design, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It was a gouge in the earth and it was a blank wall and we're insulting the veterans. Now, I think if you try to do anything with it, you know, thousands of veterans would come and beat you senseless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just the guys who are there, you know, rubbing the names and the other guys there who are leaving, you know, packets of cigarettes and little bottles of whiskey and stuff for their friends. That's another take. I mean, that's
you know,
one that
Charlie. That's a good point to physically go whenever you can. Because if you
guys, I went to grammar school and high school with who were on the wall.
Yeah.
So,
but that's what I mean. And I've been to Arlington, where my dad's buried, and to go to the Vietnam Wall, and then to go look at this installation and let it sink in. Then it more than all of our wars combined, the carnage from this.
Well, for that matter, you can
completely
stop over
preventable pandemic.
Memorial.
Pardon?
The World War II Memorial is only about 3 blocks from there.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah. I mean, to let that,
see that too.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, the idea of 700,000 people.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, more than all our wars combined. It's stunning to be there physically. Love you, Charlie Pierce. Say goodbye to your beloved.
We went way over, didn't we?
Yes, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Talking amusingly about mass diseases.
Yes. Yay.
And death.
And death. Yay. All right, love you, Charlie. Bye.
I love you all. I'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Bye.
All right. We didn't even get to Charlie warning us about Shakira says wild boars in Barcelona attacked her and stole her purse.
Yeah, that came up as a
Charlie,
news alert on my phone.
Warning us of thieving Shakira boars. You only get that from Charlie Pierce, not everyone.
Priorities.
Wherever, whenever, there is a thieving boar.
Oh.
And Shakira's involved.
There's a she-wolf in her closet.
See what I did there? That's a Shakira song.